So Abraham replied, "My child, between us is a great chasm is established. Prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from your side to ours, our side to yours." I'm sure every single one of us has seen some rendition of the Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' famous story. And the scene I want to talk about is when Marley, Scrooge's old business partner, arrives to warn him. And if you recall, no matter what rendition you've seen, it's always the same. Marley is covered in chains. He's carrying all these horrible chains. And remember what he says about those chains. He says, "For every act of indifference, every act of uncaring, every cause that I refuse to help, everybody I knew that needed help and I refused, I forged each one of these chains myself through whatever the actions I took." Remember that? Clear, everyone knows that scene. Well, this chasm, this gap that prevents the rich man from seeing Lazarus is a chasm that the rich man dug every day of his life. He dug a little bit deeper in that chasm. He's creating this chasm every time he goes out his door because he knows Lazarus is there and just as indifferent to him, does not care. He couldn't have missed Lazarus. He sat outside the rich man's door for now how many years, we don't know, but he didn't care. He didn't hate him. He had nothing against him. He wasn't going to do anything for him. Part of the scenery, along with the dogs that was licking the sores of Lazarus. And so for every action of indifference, non-caring, lack of charity, lack of compassion, he's dugging the chasm a little bit deeper. So that when he dies, he ends up on the other side of a chasm, not created by God, but by created by him. He made the chasm. He did it in his lifetime. Just like Marley is going to be carrying those chains all the rest of his lifetime. That is the message of today's gospel. We have to care. We have to show compassion. We have to show that we really put our faith into action, responding to the needs of others. That's the way to build a bridge. That's the way to make connections. You know what they say, when they say that if you're in a hole in life, stop digging? Stop digging and start filling it up with kindness and good works. When we at St. Malachy's try our best to encourage people to do good works, we're always asking for food for the poor. We supply a couple of food stations, and it's very, very helpful. I want to thank the people who brought the food today. Many, though, haven't. You know, think about when you're shopping, to buy an extra jar of peanut butter and a couple extra cans of soup. Throw it in the bag and bring it to church. Believe me, it can go a long way in helping someone feel full and know that someone actually cares about them out there. Put your faith in action. Build a bridge, not dig a chasm. In a couple of weeks, our goal is to have a truck here so that we can have your clothing drive. The clothing drive is coming up for St. Vincent de Paul. And I know most of you have got to have some clothes in that drawer that's been sitting there since Gerald Ford was president, and I know some of you are going to tell me, "Oh, you know, when I lose that 45 pounds, I'm going to get back in that pair of pants." Well, you're not going to lose the 45 pounds. And if you did lose the 45 pounds, the pants are out of style. Treat yourself to a new pair of pants. And if you want to do something above and beyond, get some socks. Good woolen winter socks. Because if you ask them, if you ever talk with people who work with the homeless, like the Capuchins that run that soup kitchen, they'll tell you, socks is their number one need. After that, woolen caps. And if you really want to do something great, get a winterized, not summer, get a winterized sleeping bag. Because a lot of these people sleep outside in the winter. It would be appreciated. So put your faith into action. Build bridges to others. Let people out there know that you care. And another way we can let people know we care is how we care about the children in our parish. Again, our high school youth group is hosting the Halloween party. They've been hosting it since before I got here. In fact, people who come to the party used to come when they were little kids, and now they're bringing their kids. Well, they get a pumpkin and they get a hot dog dinner. There's a wonderful magician show and a big bag of candy. And where does the candy come from? It comes from all of you. So we are ready to open our doors at the office for your bags of candy so that we can take care of our children. I know many a parent have been told me they were glad they took their kids there because when Halloween actually came, it was 45 degrees and raining. So the child was glad he had a party and was glad that they were able to dress up and have a good time. So please be generous. And whatever you bring, we're going to make sure that the right amounts are put in each bag because I personally taste test it.